Is Apple going to release a red iPod? That news and more on today's edition of All Things Mac, a fun look at Apple news and related information in a different way. Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. As all Apple junkies should have noticed, there is no U2 iPod. If you were somehow in a coma for the last year, or were in jail, I'll fill you in. The U2 iPod was a black and red iPod that had all of U2's band members' signatures on the back. It was $50 more just for the change in color. Quite a ripoff, if you ask me. Mac Daily News reports Bono being overheard in a conversation with in a European restaurant, reportedly talking about a red iPod in which 40% of the proceeds would go to the Global Fund to fight AIDS. I personally don't think that this is something Apple will do. They're not a company that's known to give a lot of charity, and Apple doesn't need the media attention and miss out on the profit that it would have made on a regular sale. It will not send more people to buy iPods because that's what people already do. It has an 86% market share. I don't think Apple really needs much more media attention. Coming up, is Google the next iPod killer? This just after a word from our sponsors.
Have you been sexually harassed? Are you an independent-minded female who's tried to get her point across but just can't seem to make it stick? Well, don't get mad. We have the answer. Sue. You don't have to tolerate men being attracted to you. Lingus & Associates Law Firm can help. We will tie up every civil court in this country if necessary to ensure that you are protected from the unnatural attention you suffer from the opposite sex. We will stamp out such things as,
"Hello, Melissa, you look very nice today."
And,
"Tina, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know."
Women, you don't have to put up with it. Contact Connie Lingus at Lingus & Associates Law Firm, 555-6900. We'll make them pay.
And finally for today, Peter Kang reports for Forbes, quote, "We believe that Google is in the midst of creating its own iTunes competitor, which we've dubbed Google Tunes." Analyst Robert Peck goes on to say, "We would expect Google to roll out a beta service within 3 to 6 months. We note that Google has not confirmed our expectations and that our thinking is based on mosaic theory," says Peck. "However, we do think that it fits with Google's recent move and its ultimate goal for organizing the world's information." My feeling is that this is a good move for Google, but I don't think it'll really go anywhere. Apple, with its iTunes, really has an incredibly large amount market share with iTunes, which is unrivaled by Napster, Yahoo, and AOL Music as well. I just don't think that Google will join into this market and be able to maintain such a high market share. And that concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. Remember, you can email me at applejackg5@gmail.com. That's applejackg5@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. Every memory of looking at the back.